And I'm as keen as you are to get this conference call over and get on with it. Any questions?
Hello, everyone. Sorry I'm late. What did I miss? There you are, Francis. Care to bring us up to speed from the coalface?
Well, Minister, as I've been saying to everyone else...
Just a brief summary, if you please.
The accidental outbreak...
Regrettable incident...
...has been broadly contained to the Cardiff area.
If I may, define broadly.
Well, the ring of steel cordon has been successful. It was rapidly deployed.
Splendid.
With great backup from the military. Inside the quarantine zone, our mobile units have done a great job of clearing the infected from the streets.
What a great example of outsourcing in action. If Heights hadn't ballsed up by releasing the stuff in the first place. Still, I bet your lawyers are crawling through the small print working out how much of this they'll have to pay for, eh?
So, with that in action, we're moving on to the next phase.
Can I just back you up a bit, Francis? You've still not explained how the Ring of Steel is broadly effective.
Well, there's been a small... road breach.
Anything else we should be worried about?
Not really, Minister.
Not even the elephant in the room? Torchwood?
Torchwood? They're not a problem.
Oh, I've been to funerals of people who've said that.
Captain Harkness was infected with the virus. What followed was a classic example of how the good-thinking virus operates on a terrorist cell.
So they're all dead. Splendid.
The leader of the cell became infected, passed it on to the rest of the group. They wiped each other out. A team has gone to retrieve his body. And the data core people are working through an info dump about Harkness uploaded to the surface by the virus.
Can I just stop you there? As balls ups go, this is rather wonderful. And you say you're ready for the next phase?
Yes.
Inoculation?
Inoculation.
Up there. I'm not dead, you know. I can see you. You can't ignore me. Okay, seems you can't ignore me. But I wouldn't advise it.
We were told to collect your body. We were hoping it wouldn't talk.
Listen to me. We're wasting time. I'm from Torchwood. We can help. I've survived the infection.
We know. And that's the only reason we need you.
Cardiff's state of emergency continues tonight. The number of casualties remains unclear, with hospitals closed to new admissions. Questions are being asked about the speed of the government's response.
They don't know this city. They're just causing fear.
Have we just been left here to die?
We demand an explanation from London.
Viewers' footage from the so-called Ring of Steel shows widespread panic, looting and anger. Similar scenes are being reported across the capital. There are unconfirmed reports that the barrier around the city has been breached at various points.
Run! Run for your life!
Joining us from the Emergency Response Centre at Cardiff Castle is Frances Godalming.
Good evening, Amelia.
Ms. Godalming, what are you currently doing to regain control?
I just want to assure everyone that everything in our power is being done. I would ask you all to support the government
in this... But what is actually being done?
If you'll let me finish. If we all pull together, we are confident that everything will return to a state of order very quickly.
So you keep saying, but what are you doing to contain the outbreak?
Heights Pharmaceuticals are working with our government colleagues to perfect a vaccine that will prevent
the... And how long is that going to take?
How long is a piece of string? I mean, what I mean to say is...
What do you have to say to the reports of hospitals running out of body bags?
Well, that's
just... To stories of people being grabbed off the streets?
I can't...
To accounts of civilians being shot by the military?
Clearly, I'm not a politician. I'm an expert in the containment of infectious diseases. I'm here doing my job,
which
is...
Would you care to explain what that means?
Which is keeping those infected in a stable condition, preventing the further spread of the contagion, and the speedy provision of a cure. I did not agree to come on this show and be shouted at.
With respect.
I came on here with a simple message for everyone in Cardiff. We're on your side. This situation is horrible, but we're working around the clock to fix it. Anyone suffering from first-stage symptoms, hallucinations and delusions should present themselves at the castle gates as soon as possible. You will be looked after. If you see the symptoms in a loved one, we urge you to bring them to us. Otherwise, please, stay in your homes. Now, I have work to do.
That's a funny thing, Candy Floss. Looks like a pink wig on a stick. And tastes like the dreams of angels.
You still surprise me, you know, after all this time.
That is because I am a man of great depth and mystery, Wendy.
Oh, I love you. You enigma, you. Oh, come on, let's go on the Dodgems.
All right, but I'm driving.
On your life, last time you refused to bump into anyone.
Look, I tell you what, beat me at the shooting gallery, and you can drive.
Oh, you're on. Oh, I'm going to win you that teddy bear. Wait, no, get your hands off. Yes, sir.
When people say they could do something with their eyes shut, they don't usually then do it with their eyes shut.
Well, I like to make things, you know, difficult.
I'm saying nothing.
Hello?
Fred! Ah, thank God. Where are you?
Looks like I'm in West Duke Street. No idea how I got you, though.
Right, look, none of that matters now, love. Listen, I made it through. I'm not too far, so stay put, because I'm coming to get you.
No, Norris, you can't.
What?
Listen, I'm in the first stage of infection. I'm having massive hallucinations, and I think I just shot 5 rounds into an innocent wall.
Yeah, but it's stage one, that's okay, right? I mean, it's only stage one.
Stay away, I mean it, Reese. It won't be long until the next stage kicks in. You should see what it's doing to people.
I am seeing what it's doing to people, love. I'm in the middle of it. The city's murder. I'm coming to find you.
Oh, would you just listen to
no
me?
No arguments. Oh. I love you. Bloody woman.
Reese. Oh, don't you dare hang up on me. Reese, listen to me! Try to warn you not to find me. Because I'm going to find you first, because I will find you first. And I promise you, when I do... I'm going to make the light die in your beautiful eyes.
Let me in! I need to find my wife!
Sir, if she's in here, she's been taken care of. Step aside. Coming through. All infected are to report to the back gate where they will be assessed. Front gate for officials and Heights personnel only.
And where do people from Torchwood go?
Torchwood? Torchwood can go
and... Thank you for that. All feedback gratefully received.
Move along.
If you could just let me get
through. Did you hear what I said? Move!
Then I'll have to do this the hard way.
Thank you.
if you're gonna tie someone down, at least do it properly. Hey, fellas!
That's gotta be worth it.
Nothing. Tough crowd, tough day.
Jack?
Andy? Andy, what are you doing here? You're not infected, are you?
No. No, I was shot.
By who?
Well...
So, you're the mystery man.
Oh, the mystery man. I like that. And you are?
Dr. Larson, microbiologist at Heights. And you are...
Captain Jack Harkness, hello. I'm here to sort out Heights' mess. Look, you need to let me go now.
Captain Harkness, you were picked up dead, yet 10 minutes later it took 4 guards to restrain you.
Well, I'd have preferred a couple more. Did they work out?
You also claim that you had the virus, yet are somehow now infection-free.
Well, what can I say? I am miraculous.
I don't trust miracles. I'll need to take some blood, if I may.
Be my guest.
Now, you'll feel a sharp scratch.
Ow!
A bit out of practice, I'm afraid. I've had to lock my lab assistant in the cupboard to stop her murdering me.
What? Hey, how much are you taking? Also, if I'm an infection risk, why am I in here with Andy? He doesn't have the virus.
No, just shot.
If it were down to me, I'd have isolation wards for the infected and keep everyone else as far away as possible. But then I'm only here to try and cure the bloody virus.
Really? So who's responsible for this setup?
Frances Godalming. She's, I don't know, some kind of corporate troubleshooter. Taking your blood is all her idea. Heights, we've been looking at the good thinking pathogen for years.
Well, you have? And do you know where you got it from?
Hold still. Not really.
It's lethal stuff.
So is any virus in the wrong hands.
Ow!
Sorry.
And you're the right hands?
We've got some solid research out of it, which could... Have one more sample. Could have several practical applications, including a cure for this outbreak. Eventually. But Francis wants instant results and believes that the clue is miraculously in your blood. Because that's how science works. Right, you're done.
Finally.
I'll get them to prioritize the results over important stuff.
Look, the best way I can help is for you to undo these restraints.
Oh, good one. We're tying every patient down as a precaution. That's after an orderly felt sorry for a little old lady and got his throat bitten out.
Please, I really do just want to help.
You've done enough. Just lie there.
Hey! Look, listen, let's make a pact. If you find I'm virus-free... You'll let me help you.
Oh, I promise you. If we find you really have thrown off the virus, you won't be going anywhere.
Hey, hold on. You said you were from Torchwood.
Might be.
Oh, I need your help. I need to kill my wife. Oh, sorry. You've got to help me.
You're infected with a virus. You need to be inside the castle receiving treatment.
Yes. But, I know. But please, listen to me. I'm one of the original victims.
You are? But they're all dead.
Yes, I was supposed to die too. But I didn't. Oh, it gets worse and worse and worse. I'm scratched and scratched and scratched. And then I passed out. When I woke up, I was thinking more clearly about seeing my wife. Maybe she can explain what's happened to my arm.
Oh, that is horrible.
See? They're poking through my arm.
Does it hurt?
Oddly enough, no. It's funny, really. As I want to keep throwing up when I look at them. Do you know what they are?
No, I mean, well, they look like wires.
Yeah. And the way they're moving, like they're searching for something. Oh, it's weird, isn't it? I blame my wife. You want to get into the castle, don't you?
Because of Heights Pharmaceuticals. I saw one of their vans pick up a friend of mine.
And I need to see my wife. She's in there. I just want to see her. I don't want to kill her. Really, 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 I don't.
Okay, you're coming with me. If you are one of the original patients and you're still alive, then you need to see Jack.
Oh, thank you. You won't regret it. I promise my best not to kill you.
That's nice. Come on, let's break into the castle.
Pick up, Reese. Pick up. Come on, please pick up. Come on, please pick up.
Gwen! Oh, thank God, I've been looking for you everywhere. There's too many people. Some with chainsaws.
Never mind that. Please, ignore me earlier. Please come and find me. Rhys, I'm so scared. Lloyd George Avenue, heading for the castle.
Right, avoid St. Mary. She won't even tell at the best of times.
Right now, God alone knows.
Sure, I'll let you know where I am.
Yeah, of course. It's just... How you feeling, love? You sound different.
Do I?
Oh, God, it's this second stage that you're on about, isn't it?
I don't know what you mean, sweetheart. But I'll be waiting. Ready or not.
Oh, God, she wants to kill me. She's going to find me and bloody kill me.
Here it is. A bandstand, if you must.
Mostly it's a hot spot for underage drinking when the weather's bad. Which is often.
Oh, scratching again. Oh, it's so bad. So bad.
Please, don't.
What are you doing?
Cardiff Castle. Product of a Victorian dreamer with way more money than sense. And... come on. Bend a fingernail. And I was so close to being impressive.
Need a hand?
If you wouldn't mind. And as I was saying, the Marquis of Bute had a love of tunnels. Though the entrance would have to be the slab which smelt most of wee.
How do you know all this?
Side effect of administering a secret underground base. Stop scratching! Come on!
Yes. Oh, it burns! Burns! Are you sure you want me with you? I mean...
It's fine. I'll keep an eye on you.
Is it safe down there?
Oh, yes. No rats. Oh. The weevils ate them.
And in a statement, the Emergency Response Centre have warned that the time between stages is reducing rapidly. They warn people to... Excuse me. They warn people to... And I'm just hearing that we can go over live to Cardiff Castle.
People of Cardiff, thank you so much for your patience. I know this must be difficult. On behalf of the Emergency Response Centre and, of course, the Welsh Assembly, I'm pleased to announce that a vaccine is now available. Unfortunately, we currently have a limited supply. We're working as hard as we can to make more, but for the moment... The vaccine will be given to those and only those who bring infected citizens to us. The reason for this is simple. If you have an infected relative, friend or acquaintance, then you will have been exposed. We need to vaccinate you immediately and we need to take care of those already infected. Please. Form an orderly queue for processing.
Luke, what makes you so sure your wife is in the castle?
She works the heights. She caused all this. I have to find her. Tell her I love her. Kill.
Romance is alive and well.
Oh, I've got to kill her! And I've just got to!
Luke, calm down. Get a grip. It's okay. I'll stop you from killing her.
Will you now? Will you? You have no idea who she is.
What's her name?
Frances Godalming. Frances Godalming!
What the hell was all that about?
Good morning to you too.
You just went on bloody TV and told them there was a cure.
There is.
No, there isn't. I've only just got the preliminary results back on Harkness's blood. And yes, it is remarkable, but that's not a cure.
Talking?
Yes, he is. And he's very annoying.
No, I meant you're still talking. I think you may need to examine your attitude as well as the virus. I feel you're getting a little het up. I need you to listen to me. We have got a cure. Provictus.
You're kidding.
Not at all. The ones who are already infected, it's too late for. We'll make them comfortable. And we're fairly certain that giving the Provictus strain to the rest will be beneficial.
But what if... Francis, you know what that stuff does.
It's only a city. A city that may already be dead.
Name?
Megwin. Megwin Davis. My mother's Bronwyn. I just handed her over. I'm sure she's going to be all right, isn't she?
Yes, of course. She'll be taken care of. Now, sit down and roll up your sleeve.
Huh? Do you mind if I don't look? I can't stand the sight of needles.
That's quite okay. There we go.
Done. Already. Is that it? I'm inoculated.
Absolutely.
And my mum? When can I see my mum?
Relax. She's been taken care of.
And the shot you give me? Any side effects?
None.
Where are we?
Old air raid shelter under the castle. Hardly been touched since the war.
Quiet.
His idea of a cure.
Oh, that bloody woman.
What did I miss?
Francis effing Godalming's only gone on TV and announced there's a vaccine. Hand in a sick relative, get a free cure, woo!
Only problem being?
There is no vaccine. I tried arguing with her.
So?
She's offering out Provictus.
What?
Provictus is a new improved version of the virus we got from the Good Thinking program.
Are you kidding? What?
I know. We've been learning how to update a nanovirus.
Why would you want to do that?
Various commercial applications. Not the point. Provictus is full of buggy code. It shouldn't be released.
What is she thinking? She's assuming these two will combat each other. What if they team up and...
Together they fight crime. Exactly. She's a desperate woman. So we need to crack on with analysing your blood for a proper cure. It really is remarkable.
Oh, all of me is.
Shut up. What now?
No, the tree's too big. What was that?
Andy, good to see you back with us. Mm. And that was an excellent question. Sadly, I'm a bit tied up at the moment. Dr. Larson?
People are climbing over the walls. And they're being shot at. God!
I guess some people don't want to hand over their loved ones in return for snake oil.
This vaccine is untested and releasing it is... monstrous!
What do you have to say to that, Ms. Godalming?
Well, I think it's frankly tiresome that you invited the professor on here at all.
Well, really?
It's all right. We know you're only here in the interests of fairness and balance. But look, Cardiff has been subjected to what, for all we know, is a deliberate terrorist attack. Its people, exposed to a lethal virus, have been clamouring for a cure, and we've been working round the clock to give it to them. If the professor over there was in charge, everyone in the city would be dead. Whole city. Can you have that on your conscience? No, I thought not.
If I may, the professor was just trying...
I think the professor's words were clear enough, Amelia. Are you scratching?
No.
No. Well, I do hope you're feeling all right. It's distressing when we're actually saving these people that someone like this rushes forward with the same tired claptrap that the anti-vaccination movement wheel out.
This is not the same.
Really? I represent progress. I don't know what you represent, but I want no part of it.
They didn't have to shoot all the bodies. Looks like this one tore his own throat out.
It's the virus.
I see. And how does it feel? When it's at its worst?
It scratches at you from the inside. You can feel the wires moving through you, pushing up through the veins. Nothing stops it. Making you want to kill.
Yeah. But you... you're okay.
At the moment, if I keep blinking, I can't see the blood. So I've just got to keep moving. She'll know what to do, my wife. She'll know. I love her.
Uh-huh. These bodies are all tagged. With the same initials. BTC.
Francis, I hate to say it,
but I was right, wasn't I? It's working.
Well, people injected with the new strain aren't catching the good-thinking pathogen. But it's too early for you to go on TV and say that.
Someone in the data core told me that it was like trying to install old software on a phone that you'd already upgraded. The body's just rejecting it.
I guess that's the advantage of a nanovirus.
Mind you, someone else in the data core said we should call it a VRUS.
I hope you had him shot.
Yes. Kidding.
There are the questions of the long-term effects, though. This is a dormant strain, isn't it?
On the contrary. It's already working out splendidly. The data corps say they're coping with the flow of information admirably.
What? You're injecting them with active samples of Provictus?
Of course. It's a triumph.
But do these people know what you've put in them?
No. And let's hope they never find out.
But this is hideous. All these people...
No, it was hideous. But now we've turned it to advantage. The people of Cardiff will become a successful pilot study for the Provictus programme. We might all get to keep our jobs.
Is that all you care about?
Yes. My life is pretty empty. Now, I've got a conference call. Why don't you go and stick some needles in Jack Harkness? Who knows, you may find a proper cure. Failing that, it may relax you. I wouldn't want you to get worried about your health, would I?
No. No. By the way, he keeps asking to see you.
No, I don't need another pompous lecture. I've got a conference call with a minister for that.
Where are we going?
Not entirely sure. I got lost on a school trip here once. It's a complete maze.
Someone's coming. Do you think it's my wife?
Not really.
In here, quick. It smells of blood.
Shh! They'll hear you. I think it's a ward.
I can hear the scratching. I love you. Oh, I love you so much.
Water. Please.
Of course I'll get. Nobody has water. There isn't even a tap. Where are the nurses? The doctors? His chart says bad thinking citizen. Dangerous. No fluids or nutrition. Sedation only.
They don't want to kill you, you know.
Same on this one. And this. BTC. They're not treating the infected. They've left them to die.
They're still climbing. I don't believe it. No matter how many times we fire, they're still going.
Attention! Do not attempt to scale the walls. These are the actions of people infected with the virus and will be met with force.
What did you find out?
That we're in serious trouble. Look, I said we've been looking at modern applications of the virus.
And I said that was absurd.
Let's agree to disagree, shall we? Surveillance is where all the juicy contracts are going. And one of the projects I'm aware of uses the virus as the next generation of electronic tag. The 1950s version of the virus, it tried gathering information from victims, usually only useful post-mortem. Earth technology couldn't quite keep up with it. But the new improved version reads the host's thoughts and relays them wirelessly to a data core.
Say hi to the thought police.
It's only supposed to be used on small groups, to infiltrate terrorist cells, anyway. I was hoping Frances was inoculating Cardiff with a dormant strain. She hasn't.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm taking a risk and letting you loose. This whole thing is a massive screw-up.
Oh, yeah.
Stop looking at me like that. I didn't invent it. It really was little more than proof of concept. There were so many ethical hurdles to overcome before it would ever be used.
Really?
As I say, this is a massive screw-up.
At least we agree on something. Now let's sort this out. This data core, is it in the castle?
Yep. Godalming doesn't have anything out of their sight.
Then I need you to get me in there.
Whoa, you keep your distance, woman.
Ah, come on. What's the matter? Don't you love me?
Yes, I love you. But right now, you're a bloody siren. No moving today, thank you. Gwen, love, what are you doing?
Stand still and close your eyes.
Hey, all right. Shoot me if you're going to, but love, I love you, and I don't believe you will.
You could slow down, you know.
You could speed up. Data core.
Round the corner. There'll be at least one guard outside.
Well, then, over to you, Dr. Larson.
Be charming.
I can do charming.
Not too charming. Here we go. Hey, it's Mark, isn't it?
Ah, evening, Dr. Larson.
This is Nurse Jack.
Evening, Mark. Nice uniform.
Nurse Jack will be helping me to vaccinate all staff immediately. I thought I'd start with you and the team as top priority.
With Provictus?
No, don't worry. Early stages of a proper vaccine. Last thing we need is essential staff members catching it. Okay? Huh. Then roll up your sleeve.
You're just doing this here?
Yes. Just a simple injection. Not scared of needles, are you?
No.
Nurse, swab him while I get the needle ready.
Gladly.
Now, you'll feel a bit of a scratch.
Oh.
Not so bad, was it? I've been getting quite a bit of practice today.
So, how long will this take to...
Just a second or two. Shall we, Nurse Jack?
After you, Doctor.
Reese, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. Well, I did, but I didn't want to. But I did want to. But it's not me. It's the whispers in my skin.
Gwen.
Yes, love.
Shut up.
Don't you dare speak to me like that, Reese Williams. I'm so very, very sorry. I really am. I shocked you.
There's a hole in my shoulder, Gwen.
There's a hole in my shoulder. Yeah, oh, God, could have been worse. Get up, you big baby.
No, you're feeling better.
Yeah, I'm putting on a good front. Come on. Come on, I've got to take you into the castle.
What?
The emergency clinic will sort out your shoulder, keep you away from me, eh?
Yeah, by this stage, nothing will keep you away from me.
Oh, darling, I'm so sorry. Can you walk?
Promise not to kill me?
Absolutely, and I'm trying my best. Up you go. That's it.
Christ! They're hanging people!
They're hanging people for being infected. It's a lynch mob.
We'll be fine.
Yeah, of course. You're covered in blood and I'm at stage three, Reese.
Oh, well, look, just keep walking, look calm and don't kill anyone. We'll be fine.
Anything the matter, love?
Oh, mother-in-law shot my husband. Just walking him to the castle.
That's right, is it?
Yeah.
Reese.
Yeah. Just keep walking, keep walking.
Yeah, sorry about this. Don't want to hold you up or anything. Yeah, thanks.
Normal.
I forgot what that was like a long time ago.
Sure you don't want to rest up here for a bit? Have a sit down? I'm one of my lads. Look at you.
No, you're all right. Thanks, we're all good.
You're sure?
Yeah, sure, very sure.
It's all the same to you. I think we'd like to just check you over.
Shit, can you run?
What?
Run!
Shit! This isn't gonna work, alright? I'll get us a lift. Plenty of boy racers around you. Hold on.
Gwen, what are you doing?
I'm getting us a car.
They'll run you down, love.
You ever played chicken?
Gwen, no!
Hello, boys. Get out. I've already shot my husband today and I'm really itching to kill someone. And I'm thinking it could be you.
We've got to find Jack. Tell him about all this.
For my wife's foot. I've got to kill.
Whoa!
I can't hold it off. Not anymore. During the tests, if you tried really hard, and pictured something, you could hold it off. And I've been trying, but all I can picture is her head lying on the floor. And I've really got to kill someone now. Just got to kill.
Nice. You two, stop where you are.
Run for it. No, stay here. Let me go.
What are you doing here? Sorry, nipped off to the loo. Handing in my friend here. He's infected. He needs help.
What? Yes, I'll kill you for this!
I think that answers your question.
Cuff it! Get off me! Get off! Let me go! Yanto! I'll kill you! Where are you taking me?
Don't worry. He'll be taken care of.
Fuck it! I'll kill you! Kill you, everybody! Yanto!
Oh. Come on, you. Let's get you inside. Yeah, lean against me. Oh, you great lump. That's it, I got you.
Oh, I don't feel too clever.
I'll have none of that from you. Thank you very much. I've told you before, you're not allowed to die on me, that's that.
Can't you even boss you with death?
Oh, it's only a shoulder.
What's going on? They're shooting people who try and scale the walls. They're not letting anybody else in.
Well, then we force our way in. Right, you lot? You all want into the castle, yes?
Yes!
There are hundreds of us, thousands. How many of them can there be? They can't shoot all of us, can they? Can they?
No.
If this man dies...
Steady, you're honest with me, my shoulder.
Shut your face. If this man dies, then you'll all be as responsible for this as the people inside that castle. They did this to him.
Truly speaking, you did.
Shut your face. I'm going to get you all that cure.
Right, data core is all yours. Till the team wake up.
So, this is the big computer that knows whether we've been naughty or nice. Oh, this is bad. Really bad.
I can't believe this is being given to everyone in the city. Look at that data flowing in.
There'll be no such thing as privacy when this is rolled out. How long before data starts being sent the other way?
Oh, my God.
In the 1950s, things were far more black and white. It's why the strain that's out there has gone crazy. I mean, imagine what it makes of all those unmarried mothers and men who don't wear ties.
God, is it that simple?
Yeah. Okay, look. Your new strain's moved with the times. It's got Wi-Fi, and there's a patch here. A back door. Theoretically, only there to allow you to upgrade your definitions of good and bad thinking citizen. But now, aha, you can tell infected people what to think, how to vote, who to kill.
We've got to stop this.
You're right. I've gotten into a lot of trouble to get here, and I know exactly what I'm doing.
Really?
Best place to start a fire is inside a firewall. And there. Your move, Norton.
Norton?
Well, I've been playing a long game with a man I don't trust. When we first stopped good thinking 50 years ago.
50 years?
Don't be boring. Wait. Done. Be boring.
What? Have you destroyed it?
No, of course not. It's not that simple. Now get back to your lab and start work on a real vaccine. I need to find Godalming and give her a piece of my mind. And there's a lot of it floating around at the moment.
Christ, when you start a revolution, love.
I'm like Boudicca, with a gun.
You're amazing.
I'll do anything, anything for the man I love.
Oh, you're sounding crazy again.
No. Real me talking. I think we're going to get you treated.
What about the cure?
We'll let this lot get a dose first. I'm fine, honestly. Grab as many walking wounded as you can.
Get us a cure!
We demand a cure! We demand a cure! Give us a cure!
Good afternoon, everyone!
Give us a cure!
Come on! Where is he?
We demand a cure!
You've spoken, and we've heard.
We demand a cure!
You've beaten me to it. I was about to announce that the first phase of our plan's been successful. Nearly all the infected have been taken care of, and we're now in a position to offer vaccines for all. That's right, step right up and we'll inoculate you all here and now.
Well now, looks like the mob's broken into the castle.
He's right. Jack's antibodies weaken the virus so that it can't replicate. If it remains in people's systems, it should provide immunity for life.
Like an ex-girlfriend who hangs around and then scares off the new ones.
In one way, yes. Yeah. And in another, more accurate way, no.
Okay.
Oh, damn them. They're going to get in hit before I can finish.
Anything I can do to help?
Not really.
Am I hallucinating? And be honest now, is it my birthday party?
You're adorable. And you're entering the first stage of infection.
Yay!
Oh my God, they're coming!
Surprise!
Oh, keep back, for God's sake!
Stop right there!
Who the hell are you?
I'm Gwen Cooper, this is my husband, and behind me are a crowd of people wanting medical attention. And hello, Andy.
Hiya, Gwen! It's my birthday! Would you like a balloon?
Oh, dear God, oh, not you too. Right, you're a doctor, yeah? Because there are a lot of sick people who need curing right now.
Yes, but I'm busy, working on an antidote for the virus.
Wait. I've just brought half of Cardiff in to be vaccinated.
You did what?
Well, never mind that. If you're still working on an antidote, then what the hell are they getting?
right, everyone. There's plenty of vaccine for everyone. Keep coming forward. If you've had a shot, please move out of the way. Together, we've beaten this thing. Yes, I know what you're thinking. Today's a great day for Cardiff!
Hey, Anto!
Hi. Well, this isn't at all awkward, is it?
No. Luckily, there's an imminent catastrophe to take our minds off the whole sorry I tried to kill you thing.
They should make a card for that.
What are you doing here?
Came looking for you.
You did? Well, as you can see, I'm fine. All the better for seeing you.
Likewise.
And, I'm sorry, really, I am.
I know, me too. Would be nice if we could have a row without firing guns at each other. Just the once.
Promise I'll try it. Hey, listen, I found out...
The infected. Heights are just piling them up to die.
And the rest of Cardiff's being given a new virus that monitors their every thought.
Remember the first reported case?
Yeah, what about him?
I've brought him here. I'd really like you to see him. He says he's Frances Godalming's husband, and he'd very much like to kill her.
I can't blame him, but I really don't think Torchwood should start relationship counseling.
Don't worry, I had him locked up.
Uh-huh.
But I really do think you should see him. Some of the stuff he was saying was...
Gwen!
Gwen?
Yeah, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, guys!
Gwen?
Oh, yes. Sorry, I'm a bit infected.
Oh, right.
Oh, and I also shot Reese.
Jack, about that relationship counselor.
Yeah, totally. Gwen, how are you feeling?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Listen, may have led a small revolution, brought down the gates of the castle.
That's our Gwen.
Oh, and I think I might have got them all injected with a virus.
Oh, balls.
Yeah, big balls.
Frances Godalming
has joined the call.
You're late, Godalming.
I was supervising the rollout of the Provictus virus.
The Provictus vaccine, Godalming. That's what we're calling it on the press release.
Yes, of course. Anyway, early indications, and I'm being tentative here, but early indications are that the vaccine is effective.
Just to be clear, effective?
In every aspect. The data flow from the infected is active and being successfully sifted.
Excellent. Any red flags?
Not as yet. They're still calibrating.
Would be good to flush out some extremists, someone we can blame this whole mess on, other than you lot, of course.
Yes, I'm on it. Anyway, we'll stay in Cardiff and monitor Provictus for a few months once everything's settled down.
I believe that's punishment enough. Oh, any news on the data cache from Jack Harkness?
We're still analysing it. The data core people are, you understand, suddenly quite busy.
Needless to say, there are a lot of people here who are interested in what may be in it.
Of course. Is that all, sir?
Yes. Well, you can sit back and congratulate yourself on a job well done.
Thank you.
Oh, there is one small thing. We're getting reports of breaches in the Ring of Steel.
Minor blips. Statistically negligible and easy to follow up.
Are you sure? It's just... Well, there's already talk of an Invictus case in Newport.
I'll look into it, but that's probably just Newport for you.
Yeah. The thing is, we've been talking about it, and there are concerns that, although your efforts have been sterling, the outbreak may not have been sufficiently contained.
But I
We're not criticising you, Godalming. You've hit the ground running, and you've hit it hard. But for the public's safety, we'd like you to go a step further.
And joining us is Frances Godalming from the Emergency Response Centre.
Thank you. The government has asked me to update you all on the state of the Cardiff virus. The worst has happened. The citizens of Cardiff have been attacked by a chemical weapon. The perpetrators are unknown, but we will find them. The good news is very good indeed. Battling a terrible unknown, the emergency response team has worked round the clock. The pathogen was at the very limit of technology. Not only did it kill, it attacked the way victims thought. We were able to stop it. For years, Heights Pharmaceuticals has been developing Provictus, as a chemical alternative to electronic tagging for very low-level criminals and those on remand. Until now, it has never been used. In the coming days, you'll hear a lot about Provictus. It is not a mind-control drug. Let me make that clear. However, scientists at Heights discovered that a small, inactive dose of Provictus could prevent exposure to the Cardiff virus. And with people dying on the streets, we decided to deploy it to save the population of that city. I cannot stress how reluctant we were to do this, but it was the only way. And that is where the story should end, with the city saved from certain death. However, that is not the end. We erected a ring of steel around Cardiff to quarantine the city. We stressed the importance of this to the people, begged them not to leave. But some people did not listen and broke through our quarantine. Infected people. We're taking every step to find them, but the Ministry of Health has agreed that it is too late to contain them. The damage has been done to you by a few selfish citizens. Your lives have been put at risk by these people. In order to save you, we will, as supplies become available, be rolling out the Provictus vaccine to the entire population of the United Kingdom. This is a safe, harmless procedure. You'll no doubt be told differently by some people, that it is a mind control drug, a chemical cosh. That's nonsense. Provictus is a totally reasonable precaution. And I'd like to reassure everyone. If you have nothing to hide, then you have absolutely nothing to fear.
Good afternoon.
Do you mind if I sit down? It's been a long and horrible day.
Be my guest.
Sorry if I kept you waiting long.
Not at all. Gave me time to catch up on the news. Nice speech, by the way.
Thank you.
How do you feel about it all?
Well, I've won, haven't I? On the one hand, I'm a hero who saved hundreds of thousands of lives. On the other, I've put an end to free thought. Do you mind if I have a drink?
I wouldn't advise it. It's bad to drink and drive.
I'm too tired to drive.
Don't be so sure.
What?
Listen, in 1955, two people survived the first outbreak. We bet each other that the infection would come back. That one day, someone would be stupid enough to take it off the shelf. He prepared for it in his way. I prepared for it in mine. We double-crossed each other, fiddled with each other's timelines. And as his last act of betrayal, he sent my personal data and medical records to whoever is now running the Good Thinking program. Once he sold me out, I knew you'd come and find me. Bring me into your lair.
Lair?
It's a castle, isn't it? What else would you call it?
Fair point.
And now my personal data has been uploaded onto your system for a good few hours, just waiting for me to activate the Trojan horse sat inside them.
What?
By now your data core will empty, and I've used the back door to deactivate all versions of the virus.
You clever sod.
Oh, I've been called worse. If nothing else, it's neat. That's the advantage of crudely altered nanoviruses. They're easy to hack.
Well played. Is that everything, then? It's over?
Oh, it's far from over. You tried to experiment on the entire population. You failed. If it had worked, do you have any idea how it might have felt?
What? Are you going to lecture me? Please. I've been pushed into this. Once the virus got out, saving Cardiff was my main priority. Testing out Provictus was a bonus, and then it just went further and further and further and
no,
further.
No, I asked you a genuine question. Do you know what being controlled feels like? What's your real name, Francis Godalming?
I don't know.
And your husband's name?
Luke.
Really? Yeah, funny that. I met Luke. Good taste. He really wants to kill you. But he's sketchy on the details. He's quite certain he loves you, though.
The virus.
Where did you meet him? When did you meet him? What was he wearing?
Why don't I know?
Luke isn't the only one who's been experimented on. When this whole mess started, What was your main motivation?
That Luke was out there spreading the infection, and that... and that... he wanted to kill me.
Gave you some skin in the game, didn't it?
Yes, but... Stop that! It's not funny!
All along you've been thinking how you've played everyone, and yet, ironically...
Oh, God!
You've both been experimented on. Complete strangers programmed to hate each other.
But...
Wonder how many times they've wiped your memory. How many Lukes there have been.
I'd know!
Yes, of course. Because you're a good thinking citizen, and ordinarily someone would step in, reset you, reset Luke. He is obsessed with killing you. And this time, no one is going to stop him.
But this is all lies.
Is it? Come on, how do you feel?
I just don't know.
Ooh, you're scratching.
No.
Well, it's probably psychosomatic, most itches are. Hey, what's the betting that Luke's going to come for you pretty soon? And if not him, then some weirdly hot guys with piano wire or a baying mob. Tell you what, I am going to give you a chance. Your car's downstairs. Here's the keys. Get in it, and whatever happens, drive. If you're lucky, you may survive.
What?
Go, now, before I change my mind.
I'm going.
It goes without saying, I never want to see you again.
Shit, no more lies. Those of you infected form a queue, not a budget airline queue, but a proper, polite queue. Find someone worse off than you, stand behind them, and we'll be handing out a proper antidote. The rest of you, this has been a really shitty day. Innocent people have died, remember that. That's not what you're going to get told. You'll be told that the virus was released to stop a terrorist attack on Cardiff. That those involved were terrorist sympathisers. There'll be an analysis. The age, the sex, the ethnic groups of the victims. Some of them will be found guilty. It's all bollocks. Everyone who died was innocent. Their only crime was being human. That's all. The only evil people are the ones driving away in their vans. Yeah, that's right. Those vans. I think they're about to find out Cardiff traffic is a bastard nightmare.
I don't care what it costs, Minister.
Shush, Jack. Reese is sleeping.
All right, sorry, Andy.
You had a lovely birthday.
We've got every detail of your involvement in all of this. No, that's not a threat. You are going to prison. This is your chance to do some good first. Sorry about that, Doctor. How's Reese doing?
Frankly, he would have bled out if he hadn't been brought in when he was.
I can't hear, you know. Where's Gwen?
Being amazing.
Good.
Miserable city. I wish you were all dead.
Hello, Francis.
Luke.
No, keep driving. That's right. Eyes on the road.
But how? Heartless.
Yes. But he told me he had a way out of the city, and one that I would really enjoy.
What are you going to do to me?
What are you going to do to me?
Oh, let's just keep driving.
And see what happens?
And see what happens.
I miss this. Just us two. No Torchwood in the way.
I never once stopped thinking about you, Reese, you know. All the way through the virus. I know I could be selfish sometimes and get, hello, excuse me, I can see that face. But you were all I could think about.
So you only wanted to kill me?
Yeah.
And not Jack?
Nope. Just you.
Thanks, love.
Told you I loved you. Right, come on, we're on holiday. Let's go on the Dodgems.
All right, but I'm driving.
Not in your life. I'm Gwen Cooper. Always in the driving seat.
Right, that's every fire out, every flood sandbagged. How are you doing?
The glaziers are working overtime, insurers are paying up, and a major retailer is sending in food parcels. Don't cheer, though. It's a cheap supermarket, so it'll be tins.
No. Look, I mean, how are you doing? We've hardly talked since...
Relationship counseling.
I'm really sorry.
It's all right, really.
You're lucky. The virus didn't touch you.
Oh, it did.
What?
I had the virus. Dr. Larson tested me. I did wonder when I shot you. Since then, I've been fighting it. Really hard.
You're amazing. My hero.
A very quiet hero.
There are many kinds of heroism. And, Yanto Jones, I like yours.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions.
You two, you're the future of Torchwood.
Torchwood 1, before the fall.
They've been coming to us for years, but we've been kept in the dark.
Rachel, you know what we do here, don't you?
On the 31st of December, 1879... Queen Victoria issued a charter creating the Torchwood Institute. An organisation dedicated to defending Great Britain against alien invasion.
Hold still! I've got my gun!
Over a century later, Torchwood is based here in Canary Wharf.
Excellent work.
My name is Rachel Allen, and I'm Torchwood.
Big Finish. We love stories.